3, 2, 1. One of the things we try to teach our students is to write and speak clearly so there can be no misunderstanding. So why does it seem like as soon as someone gets into either sports or politics, language skills go out the window? Let's take sports. It's nearly baseball season, and I can already predict what the coaches and players are going to say when asked about the upcoming season. Well, last year we didn't do some things we wanted to do, and we've had to do some rebuilding, but I think by the time the season really starts, we can be where we need to be. And why can't a coach just admit they have a really good team and expect to do really well in the season? As my father used to say, better honest arrogance than hypocritical humility. But politicians are the worst. Notice how most politicians never give direct answers to direct questions. Some political operatives will tell you it's naive to try to run the government that way, that politicians have to cater to each and every group, so they have to change their position with every new audience. After all, solving any problem is going to make some group mad at you. So why can't politicians just be honest and tell us what they really think and ignore the folks who don't like it? But what I really think is they don't want the job of being a public servant. They simply want to be a public servant, a job that admittedly has some of the best perks around. So as it becomes harder and harder to tell sports from politics, remember that what the candidate says in the newspaper, on the internet, or radio or television doesn't bear any relationship to what the candidate really thinks or believes. It's what they want you to think they believe. I'm Larry Burris.